I next met with Dr. Suresh Ramalingam from Emory University School of Medicine in Atlanta, and to begin, he presented a patient from his practice.
So this is a patient I continue to see. I just saw her 2 weeks ago in my clinic. She's 83 years old, and about 4 years ago, she was diagnosed with advanced stage non-small cell lung cancer. It was an adenocarcinoma. She had presented with an upper lobe mass in the right lung with multiple bilateral pulmonary nodules. And when we conducted molecular testing, she had an exon 19 EGFR mutation. So we treated her with erlotinib, 150 milligrams per day, which she tolerated well and achieved a partial response and did really well. And we saw her every 3 months. And for the first year and a half, everything was fine. And then towards the second half of year two, we started seeing some of the pulmonary nodules start increasing in size. Initially, they were minor increases, and therefore we decided to keep her on erlotinib. But a few months later, there was full-blown progression. These nodules were doubling and tripling in size, and there were new nodules, and she was beginning to experience cough and some dyspnea. So at this point, we tested her plasma as the first step in our algorithm for T790 mutation. And she indeed harbored the T790 mutation. So we started her on osimertinib, 80 milligrams per day, about 8 months ago. And within the first few weeks, she started noticing improvement in her cough. She was feeling better overall. And the scan showed a significant reduction in the size of her nodules. Some of them were gone. And she has maintained her PR. She's fully active, fully functional in her full-time work, which she does. She's an artist and she paints and goes to shows and exhibits her paintings. And she's able to do all of those things quite well. And she was seen with a scan 2 weeks ago and is looking good.
So just to go back through a few points in her case, beginning with her first diagnosis when she was put on erlotinib, she was 83 years old. I guess it sounds like she was in very good condition.
She had a good performance status to start with, and she had minimal comorbidities. She was a never smoker, and she wasn't somebody who's been in a hospital in a long time until she presented with the lung cancer.